Welcome back, everybody. This is OurAuctionPodcast.com. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Tim Knox. Hey, Tim, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. So, how's the world of eBay?
Well, you know, eBay, the planet eBay continues to spin and spin and spin.
Is it still growing at the rate that people were talking about a year or so ago?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I think I told you this before. Someone asked me one time, is eBay about full?
Yeah.
You know, and of course, the obvious answer is no, I don't really think eBay will ever be full. But, you know, eBay is, it continues to grow. It continues to be a great opportunity. One of the things I'm excited about, of course, is eBay is adding all of these little tools that can help their users branch out into different businesses, make more money, make it easier. So eBay continues to grow, and I'm happy to say eBay is apparently is getting a little more user-friendly, which is, I think, is very important.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. So one of the questions one of our listeners had for me was, because in our last couple podcasts, we've talked a little bit about information products, selling information products on eBay, and we were talking about blogging and the MySpace of eBay and forums and that sort of stuff. And, of course, one of the easiest things to sell online is an electronic book or a video or an audio, which can be just downloaded, so you don't have to get into, you know, how much is the shipping and handling and all the rest of it. And a gentleman emailed me and he said, Scott, you know, what about hard goods? You know, I understand this information product thing, but, you know, I sell hard goods, right? Like I sell, barbecue grills. I'll use that as an example, right? And so what sort of information product could I use to complement that? And how would I, you know, kind of position it on eBay? Because, how would that whole thing kind of work? I thought that was a great question to ask you.
You know, that really is a great question, and I get that one as well from people who are, you know, in what I call the hard goods business. They're selling actual hard good products, and they're wanting to know how they could use info products to augment their business, you know,
right.
Because you can branch out into, and this is what I love about info products, you know, they can help you build a list, they can help you solidify your current customer base, they can help you entice customers into buying new things. So let's talk about that. Let's just look at barbecue grills. If you're a seller of barbecue grills on eBay, what can you do to create an info product that would increase your business, help solidify you with customers, this sort of thing? Well, first of all, you look at who's buying your barbecue grills. What is your target market? Who is
right.
that person? Well,
right.
chances are it's probably somebody who needs a barbecue grill. Someone who likes to cook out, someone who likes to barbecue. So what
or
kind
has,
of
like barbecue parties, right? Very
has
social.
Barbecue parties, exactly right. So you're looking at someone who likes to barbecue basically. Well, what kind of information products might you offer them that they would be interested in? Well, what comes immediately mind me is how about a cookbook or barbecue tips or, you know, 100 ways to barbecue chicken, you know, so, because chances are if you're selling barbecue grills, you're probably an enthusiast yourself.
Right.
And you may have your own barbecue sauce recipe. You may want to do a little video of you barbecuing ribs or what have you. So, you know, that
it's
to me, that's
a
no-brainer.
Step. Here's how you do.
Hey, you know, a step by here's how I barbecue my world famous ribs. Well, here's, you know, you've got a video camera. Here I am marinating them. Here's what's in the marinade. Here I am. I always get my coals this hot, blah blah blah. But you're sharing information with these other barbecue enthusiasts, you know, and a cookbook is just a no-brainer for me, you know, for this kind of thing.
Right.
Well, and you could use that, say, you know, if you buy one of my grills, you get my cookbook, my ebook free. Or if you would like to get on my mailing list, join my list, and I'll give you my cookbook free. And, of course, in your cookbook or your barbecue tips or what have you, you always include links back to your eBay store or back to your website
right,
or
right.
offers for your products. So, again, it's very, very simple. You look at what you're selling, what the market is you're selling into, and then what kind of products might you create that would be of benefit.
Because yeah. one of the basic rules, right, is people buy from people they like.
Yep,
so if
exactly.
you say here's an ebook with the top 10 recipes that I use for cooking and barbecuing, And then it could be, you know, and here's another ebook on how I organize my barbecue space so that, you know, here's where I, you know, I put a little thing here for my beer, and I put this here, and I put the, you know, so it's really cool, right? Because, you know, a lot of my friends who are into outdoor entertaining, right, you know, they got a pretty skookum barbecue, but they also have got, you know, plants here, and they've got this there, and a type of, you know, here's the, you know, the best picnic table to have, and here's the, you know, and it gets into, like, you know, some pretty interesting things. So if you're into that, you can just keep going to deeper and deeper and deeper levels on it. And of course, you know, if they need these things, you know, what's the best flipper to have? You know, it cleans easy and it's the coolest looking one, right? You know, well, you can become an affiliate of someone that makes or sells that type of thing. And the next thing you know, you're getting affiliate commissions because you're recommending, you know, these cool barbecue tools that, you know, are of a really fancy, fancy type, right?
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, start a newsletter, you know, sign up for my weekly barbecue tip. And then include affiliate links, you know, and here are, and you might move into even selling those things as hard goods even, or just doing it as an affiliate. But, you know, I think pretty much anything you're selling, you can figure out some kind of info product, whether it's an ebook or an audio or a video or a newsletter or a membership site. You can figure out something to go along with them. Here's another good example. One of my mentoring students sells refurbished pinball machines.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, he'll buy old machines. He'll take them apart. He'll fix them up. They're like new. He sells them on eBay. Well, he put together a little ebook, you know, kind of the care and feeding of your pinball machine. You know, use this as the cleaner. You need to do this. And he uses that as a way to entice folks into his opt-in list. If you go to one of his pinball machine sales pages, he always has a link to his About Me page. And on the About Me page, it's like, hey, if you opt into my pinball machine tips or whatever, I'll give you this free report that I've created on how to take care of your pinball machine.
Nice.
You know, look at other things. If you're if you sell toys, look at creating some kind of collector's newsletter. If you sell handicrafts, things that you make with your hands, think about selling the plans. Or the how-to. You know,
right.
I have a good friend that he loved to make these little wooden toy trains for his grandkids. And he started selling these on eBay. Well, the problem was they're very labor-intensive. He could only make one at a time. And by the time he put his labor into it and his materials, it just wasn't worth it.
Right.
So I said, hey, instead of selling the actual toy, why don't you sell the plans?
That's,
you know, just create
idea.
A little PDF, and that's what he did. And now all he sells is plans. He'll sell a plan for like $9, and his profit is $9.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So in his case, his information product really overshot his hard good product. And so just look at what you're doing. Look at the base of knowledge that you have about that product and what you can teach. And just put your brain to it. Think outside the box. I think that, you know, we could come up with an info product on just about any product that anybody sells.
Yeah. And a good way to find what you should be writing about or talking about or videoing about is, what are the questions that your customers give you? Right? If people are always saying, well, you know, I don't know how to, you know, I'm always burning my hamburgers, right? Well, do a small book on, you know, how to cook the perfect hamburger, right?
The idea. Well, you know what? One of the very first information products, and this was back when, the 70s, I guess, you know, when you'd see the full page ads in the magazines, and, you know, it'd be, well, this was a guy who made millions of dollars selling 101 hamburger recipes.
Do you remember this?
No. He was one of the very first guy. And what he did was, his ad was great. It talked about how they were broke and how they had no money and that the only meat that they could afford was hamburger. And so his wife got really creative at preparing different hamburger dishes. So he just put all these 101 hamburger recipes. They were 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper typed out and copied and stapled together. Okay, this was back before the internet. This was before computers, right?
Right.
And he ran this ad in the magazine, and he would, you know, for like $14, you get his recipe book. And it was, again, just a bunch of paper pages stapled together. He sold millions of dollars worth of those things. So if you're Scott's buddy who's selling barbecue grills, think about something like that, 101 hamburger recipes, 101 quick barbecue meals. You know, that's the thing, is if you can show people how to save time on preparing meals, you know, that they'll pay for that. They'll want that information. If you look at, you know who Rachel Ray is, Scott, the woman on TV, the cook?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she, you know, Rachel Ray, she's on Oprah. Well, she's got 3 TV shows. She has written 30 best-selling cookbooks. You know, she's got a radio show.
People love all cookbooks.
Well, here's the thing. She started out, her hook was this. She actually worked in a restaurant, okay? She started teaching these classes, 30-minute meals, how to prepare a full-blown meal with stuff you've got in your kitchen in 30 minutes. Mm. She started teaching these locally, and the classes just booked up and sold out. Well, then a local TV station got her to do that as a spot for their news. You know, 30-minute meals with Rachel Ray. Yeah. She did this for free for like 5 years. And it actually cost her money because she was having to buy the ingredients. But that was her hook, the 30-minute meals, and she attracted so much attention with what she was doing. She got a book deal and then another book deal. 30 books later, 3 or 4 TV shows later, constant appearances on Oprah. It all started out with that hook, that concept of the 30-minute meal. So that's just, you know, think about what hook can you offer people that would complement the product or service you're selling.
Right.
You know, if you sell children's clothing, how about a couple of quick recipe, or not recipes, but you know, patterns, how to do these children's clothing, or 100 ways to get stains out of children's
just
clothing.
Just what I was thinking. You know, how to get the whites white again.
There you go. And it doesn't have to be anything huge. It could be 10 laundry tips or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what you sell. You can come up with an info product for it.
That's right. Things you've already got in your kitchen that you could use to get rid of stains, like maybe vinegar or baking soda or, you know,
club
whatever it is, club soda, right? Or getting a stain out of a carpet, because you're talking about kids. And you reminded me once when my son was around, I think 11, we were making this great spaghetti dinner, you know, and of course it's, you know, nice tomato sauce and everything else. And I handed him 2 plates in the kitchen. He says, "Take it into the dining room, right? We're going to eat in the dining room. We've got nice white carpet." And off he goes, and he stops in the dining room, and unfortunately, even though the plate stopped, the spaghetti didn't, right?
So there's slide factor,
4-foot by 4-foot stain, and you know, and I thought, oh no, you know, we cleaned it up as best we could, and the gal I was with at the time comes home, and I thought she was going to flip out, and she's no. And I noticed over the next 3 months that this stain was disappearing slowly, right? And I thought, wow, it just kind of is going away magically, right? And no, every couple of days she'd get down and she'd take a little spot and she'd put some, I don't know if it was red wine or white wine or whatever, and she'd dab it and dab it and dab it until it was gone. And she just, it was like a 4-month project, right? Because she'd just do a little bit every day, and by the end of 6 months, she could hardly see the stain. I was just amazed, right? And I said, you know, that stain, it just kind of faded away. And she looks at me, you know, if looks could kill, right? You know how much work it was to get that stain out of there. I had no idea, because she didn't do it whenever I was around, right? So there's a great tip for getting, you know, tomato stains out of your carpet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of things like that people could do.
Well, there are. And, you know, especially if you sell a product that, you know, has some kind of process with it, like barbecue grills, or if you sell, you know, bicycles, you know, you can include a little video of, you know, here's how to take care of your bike. Here, you want to oil the chain. You want to make sure, here's how you adjust the seat. You know, just take a little camcorder. You don't have to do anything fancy. You know, just a handheld camcorder and create the little video. Offer that as an add-on or a standalone product. And again, you're in the information product business immediately, and it's a no-brainer. Anybody can do it.
Right. Right. That's great. Well, wow, that's some really good information, Tim, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. I know that you're going to be launching a brand new book, and that's pretty exciting times for you, and your time is really, really precious, and we appreciate you taking that time out of your day to spend it with us. And before we go, what's going, tell us the name of your book and what's kind of going on with it.
Sure. The name of the book is Everything I Know About Business I Learned from My Mama. And I named
nice
it that.
Name.
So I was guaranteed to sell at least one copy to my mama.
Your mom's going to buy.
Yeah.
Your dad's probably going to buy just to see what you said about him. And
well, my dad is he's up in heaven or down in the hot place looking up going, boy, I can't believe you wrote that about me. So. But yeah, the book is it's actually a very funny book. It's I call it, you know, part memoir, part business how to, and it really talks a lot about where I came from, how I got to where I am, and you know, I'm an old stand-up comedian, so there's a lot of humor in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is really for anyone who is in business, thinking about going into business. In management, but it's also for individuals. There's a lot of life lessons in the book, a lot of success lessons. So the book will be out June 22nd, I think. It'll be on Amazon. You can go now and pre-order the book, which my kids would appreciate because they all need shoes. if you go to timknox.com, you'll see the book cover there. And if you pre-order it, we're going to be putting together a package of bonus items with a lot of my internet marketing buddies, including you, I'm sure, Scott. So you'll get a lot of free downloads when the book comes out, but just go to timknox.com and look for the book there on the cover.
Excellent. Cool. Well, great. Well, this kind of winds up this podcast, Tim. Thank you very much. So if you want to know more about Tim's book, head over to www.timknox.com. And the podcast, if you want to see previous editions or episodes of our podcast, head over to www.ourauctionpodcast.com. Leave some comments if you've got some questions or you've got a success story. Like, we'd really love to hear from you. And until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye, Scott.